Just one question in the halakha. Maran writes in Siman Shilna Midbar, the rabbis made a gezerah that it's asur to use a tree on Shabbat. So to climb a tree on Shabbat, for that matter, it's asur to lean against a tree on Shabbat. The rabbis made a gezerah. They were worried that a person might cut off a branch or cut off a fruit. Therefore, it's a gezerah de rabbanan. Not only can't you climb the tree, but it's asur to use the tzad of the tree. That's the side of the tree. For example, a person wants to put a ladder, and the ladder is against the tree and wants to climb. He's not climbing the tree, he's climbing the ladder. But since the ladder is resting on the tree itself, asur. Or for that matter, let's say, you have a swing, and the swing has ropes. And you take the swing, the ropes, and you tie the ropes to the tree. And now you put the child on the swing, and you're like a tire that they tie against the tree, and they want to go on a ride. It's asur. Because you're using the tzadim, you're using the side of the tree. However, let's say I take a peg, and I put it in the tree. So I cannot hang from the peg. Because again, I'm benefiting from the side of the tree. But now let's say in that peg, I put a basket. Now, can I put something in the basket? Yes. Because that's called tzedadeh tzedadim. That's already once removed. Because you have the peg that's coming out of the tree. And then you have the basket that's on the peg. And now putting something in there, the rabbis did not go that far in the gezerah. Why are we discussing this? Because a question came up yesterday in the shiur. Is it permissible to use a hammock on Shabbat? A lot of times you have these hammocks that are tied to the trees. They have two trees, and they tie one side of it to one tree, one side to the other tree, and they rest on Shabbat in the afternoon, whatever it may be. Is it permissible? The answer is it depends how the hammock is constructed. If they actually take the ropes and they just tie it to the tree directly, it's asur. Because you're benefiting from the tzadim of the tree. But most hammocks, the professional ones, are not put up like that. They usually put something in the tree itself, and then they hook the hammock to that pole that's coming out of the tree, and therefore it would be considered sedadeh-sedadin, and therefore would be permissible. The same thing with a swing. The person, let's say, would put chains and hang the chains from the tree. And then he hangs the swing to the chains that is hung to the tree. That would also be considered sedadeh-sedadin and would be permissible. So again, somebody that has a hammock that's attached to a tree should investigate on Shabbat, before Shabbat, exactly the method that it's attached. In some cases it indeed would be forbidden, and yet in other cases, based on the principles that we said here today, it would be mutar.